Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Pastor Matt Wolfington.
Welcome, everybody, to our living room. My name is Dallas. I'm one of the pastors here. Excited you joined us for worship. We got a lot of fun stuff happening today. We don't normally have a couch and some chairs on stage, but today we do. All right, you guys. We got a super exciting special thing to do today. Want to go ahead and invite up, Sierra and Bree? Is that who's coming up? Yeah. Want to invite you guys up. One of the things that we are very, very passionate about is partnering with ministries that are serving the kingdom. And these ladies represent an organization that I have given my life to serve for the last 22 years. And before that, I was a student at this organization, and it changed the trajectory of my life. And so I just want to turn it over to you guys and let you do your thing.
First off, I'm sorry, I didn't bring a housewarming gift. Anyways, my name is Sierra. I'm a junior at Tech, and I've been going to the Wesley the whole time. This year, I became a leader at the Wesley, but that's given me so many opportunities to meet new people, like Bree, and to just pour into other students that are coming to Tech. It's also given me the opportunity to, go to different meetings to, plan events for the Wesley and to plan outreach events.
The Wesley has given me a community here. Coming from a church in my hometown did not have such a great community experience. Leaders like Sierra have helped open doors and welcomed me to this church, which I was also scared of finding a church, but it's just opportunities and welcoming the feeling of that.
So we just want to say thank you for already giving and for all your prayers and support for the Wesley. Also, y'all might have gotten this flyer as you walked in. On the bottom, it has a QR code that you can scan to give to the Wesley. And we're also going to have these QR codes in the back after church. We'll be standing at these two doors for you to scan to give. And then we have this basket, so if you have any checks or money, you want to give. But we would really appreciate to give.
So Wesley is one of our ministry partners. As a church, we regularly give to them as part of our tithes and offerings. But this is their blitz season where they are trying to collect some more funds and get some more in their bank account. So like the girl said, they'll be standing there. You can scan the QR code. And then in addition to that, I'm going to pray for our regular tithes and offerings. Before I do that, I am just going to let y'all know that, kiddos, you are staying in here with your grown-ups today. And so if you did not get a clipboard, I know we ran out. I did put some extra copies and some extra crayons outside on the table if y'all need those. And if you have any kiddos who are four or under, you are welcome to keep them with you, or you can take them to the nursery in the back right outside that door right there. Pray with me, please. Dear Lord, thank you for all the ministries that we are able to partner with. Lord, Wesley is just one of so, so many, Lord, but it's so important because it supports our college kids. And Lord, we are just so thankful for those who come alongside us at St. Luke's from the Wesley and what it has meant to our church and what it has meant to those kids. Lord, thank you for all you give us and for the ways we are able to give back to you. God, we are so, so thankful for all you provide for us. Lord, we just lift up all these offerings, all these ministries, all the ways that we partner with you, God. We just lift this all up to you in prayer today, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, I'm going to ask two more to come up, and they're going to come join us up here on the couch. Cade, you can take the big chair, and you want one cinnamon roll as you run off. All right, that's great. Y'all feel free to grab a water, grab some food there if you would like. And there was a stool right there. It's gone, so that's a cute trick. I'm going to get this one back here. You don't want a cinnamon roll or food or sugar or more? That's all right. It's got my name on it then. So just last week I said that we were going to talk about how to be in ministry together and outside the walls of the church. And so a lot of people have a really hard time with even imagining what it would be like to have people in your house and have a discussion about Jesus. And so that's what we're going to do right here and show you how easy it is and non-threatening. And so you may not want to lead the discussion. You may not want to prepare the discussion. There's one thing. There's a teacher, right? There's a facilitator, right? So there's someone that may I may prepare something for you, and I may give it to Joe, and I just ask Joe to look over it and just kind of help people go through it. We need people that will offer their house up. All you have to do is open your home. If you look at this stage, you notice that it's not dusted, it hasn't been vacuumed, it's not arranged correctly, there's trash on the floor. It's okay. It's not a big deal, all right? Your kids might be at home, your children, right? Might be at home, and they may want to participate. That's great, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be orchestrated. Matter of fact, none of these people have a clue except for the handout that I gave them, and I will give some of you these too. This is what happens if you come to my house, and y'all got some. There's you one. If you do a small group, a Bible study, whatever it might be. And then, well, the Wolliver children, Cheney, Barrett, would y'all hand these out? There's no other Wolliver children in the room that I'm aware of, or that Robert's aware of. And, God, that was funny. Come on now. thank you. I appreciate that, the sympathy laugh. And so, food, it's not a big deal. You don't have to cook a gourmet meal. You don't have to do anything spectacular. This is United. That was like $15. You grab some bottled water. You have people come in. Hopefully people eat them and not just sit there and look pretty, but they're in front of everybody, so maybe y'all don't want to. Jessica's really trying. Maybe she wants to have a cinnamon roll or a scone. But it's not hard, okay? And so you're going to get the handout. I just want you to follow along, and as we interact, and you're going to learn something. They're going to learn something. I'm going to learn something. Dallas is going to get a water and a scone. Look at this right here. Yeah. So, introductions. Most of these people know everybody, but not everybody does. Did y'all get a microphone? Here we go. Here's your microphone, and it's ready to go. Okay. And so just go around. We're not going to do anything silly. You can do icebreakers. You can do whatever. But let's just start over here. Just what's your first name?
Ashley.
Oh. Yeah, it's on. Red.
You just use mine. Oh, it's on now. They're both on.
Jeremy.
Oh, that's loud. I'm Morgan.
I'm Derek.
Kate. All right. I'm Matt. Glad to meet y'all. So glad that y'all are here. So just as we're going to talk about salvation, and I know that seems to be a huge idea, but what does salvation mean to you? When you just hear that word, what are the benefits and the gifts of salvation? Anybody have anything? Grace of God. So what does grace mean, though? I mean, we could say that all day long. Yeah. It's just you get a free pass. I mean, your sins are forgiven, and he died for us on the cross. He was resurrected, and so there's that benefit. Any others that you can think of?
It's the get-out-of-jail-free card, like a Monopoly. You draw it, and you're like, you can use it?
Yeah.
Or not.
It's available to everybody.
Everybody gets it. You can use it or not. Anybody can have it.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Derek?
I just think of the work that
The
work that Jesus did on earth and him being on the cross.
Sure. So somebody read, if you don't mind, look up Romans 8:1, whether you have your Bible or you all have your Bibles. You have phones on you? Are y'all that good that you don't bring your phones to church?
Mine's in my chair. Kate has his. My kid's prepared at least.
Yeah, it's Robin said it's good to have a Bible. You don't get your phone. So here's this printed version right here. It's going to make you look up. Oh, she gave you reference tabs. That was so nice of her. Romans 8:1.
I got it.
Kate, you got it?
I got it. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Okay, so that whole idea, and so we're going to start with the basics. We're going to start with Christ, okay? And so there's you. Can you put the you slide up? So we talked about a little bit about who we are, right? We just gave our first names. We're not going to get into all that today. But, I mean, you could spend, as a facilitator, you could spend a lot of time just talking about who you are, okay? And so you could have prayer requests, you could have conversations about what you do, how you got here, why you're here, married, single, divorced, dating, engaged, all those kinds of things. Being in school, what grade are you in, and just having those conversations about you, right? You also have to kind of keep people moving when it comes to that conversation, because if you're like me, and I literally say this, okay, we're starting at, let's just say we started at 11:15 a.m. I don't know what y'all have to do today, but I need to mow the yard, and there's nap time this afternoon for me, and so we're going to be done at a certain time, and when we're done, no offense, y'all get to leave. Okay, y'all don't get to hang out at my house for the next 3 hours, okay? You get to go home. It's okay to say that, amen? It is. It's okay to say, I'd love to open up my house. We're going to start at 6, but at 7:30, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, right? I mean, you could just, whatever you got to do to get people out the door. And so what does it mean that there's no condemnation in Christ? Would you put Christ up on the screen? There you go. What does it mean that there's no condemnation in Christ? Anybody have an idea? Well, y'all talked about forgiveness, right? Any of y'all feel condemned?
Not permanently.
I hope not, because we're not doing a good job here if you feel condemned today, right? So what does condemnation mean? Well, condemnation is you're accused, right, and you're condemned. I mean, something's going to happen to you at some point, right? Either you are going to hell, right, for the condemnation without Christ, or there's this idea of you just have this accusation against you, right? But in Christ, there are no more accusations. There's no condemnation at all. Is my marker down there? I'm not doing very well here. Oh, here it is. Joe's hiding it from me. Right, and so just I want you to think about that, though. If there's no condemnation, how many of you in your relationships, though, you kind of hold things over people's heads? Yeah, I mean, we all do that, but we're not supposed to do that. What else? What's the next little bullet point on there?
What's the benefit and the gift?
What?
The benefit and the gift.
Yeah, so what's the benefits of no condemnation? That seems to be a no-brainer.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Not going to hell.
Right. Yeah. If you don't feel like you're condemned, what does that do for the rest of your day? Let's just talk about right now. Doesn't that make you feel better? Mm-hmm. Let you live life easier? How many of y'all know when you're about to go home, Cade, when you know you've done something wrong, you know you've been caught, but you haven't had the conversation yet with mom and dad? And maybe you've thought about it all day at school. How does that make your day go? Horrible. Makes you feel bad, and you worry about it, dread it. Yeah, if I had to go home to Charlie, I'd dread it too. Just on a daily basis. I wish he was here.
He's not here.
I know he's not here. And so, yeah, we have that. But so, and when there's no condemnation in Christ, then we should be able to live our life more freely. And to be able to show people who we are. I don't know about you, but I don't have a problem saying that I'm a sinner. I don't have a problem saying when I've messed up. Even this morning, I had a conversation with Robin where I'm just going to confess, I acted like a jerk yesterday and didn't even really realize I acted like a jerk, even though it was blatantly obvious after I figured it out. And so we had that conversation. And if I hadn't had that conversation, that would be really uncomfortable for me right now with Robin sitting right here knowing that I treated her wrongly and didn't say anything, right? And so in Christ, there's no condemnation. But how many of us want to focus just on ourselves, right, and not worry about Jesus very much? Most of us. Because most of us, we just want to work by ourselves, and it just wants to be us. And so have you ever considered, though, that when you're in Christ, you have a new name, you have a new position, you have a new identity? Because being in Christ, right, here's how cool this is being in Christ, I want you to, we call this thinking differently. Being in Christ really, really literally means just that, is being in Christ. And when you're in Christ, I don't know about you, but when you're in Christ, boy, there's a lot of protection there. I mean, that's a whole different way of thinking. That's just not about me being saved. That's about me being covered. And me being, Scripture says, you're surrounded, you're hemmed in on all sides. See, that's about what being in Christ is. And so if you look at that next one, though, what can separate us from the love of God? Does anybody know what that is? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Right? Nothing can change that. Once you're in, you're in. Okay? And we can have a great theological discussion about that. Sure, you can deny Christ and you can tell God he doesn't exist and you can walk away, but nothing can separate you, right? Except for yourself. And so we'll get into that. Romans 8, 35 through 39 says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But listen, but in all things we are overwhelmingly, right, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord and our Savior. See, we are in Christ, but here's the great thing. Would somebody read Colossians 1:27? Flip over and you can read Colossians 1:27, because this is not where it ends right here. It's about us being in Christ, but once again, there's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As soon as you get it, just go ahead and read it. So, Christ in you. So, it's not just about us and being in Christ. Then we have Christ in us. And then we get to move forward in this new life. We have not just our new position and our new identity, but we have a new DNA. We have a new power. We have a new availability to be able to live differently. So how many of you really truly think you live differently because of this illustration right here? Yeah, it's not always easy, is it? Can you think of a place where you would like to live differently because of this? Yeah?
It's faceted. Like, there are parts of my life that are very easy.
Sure.
To be like, yes. And then there are other parts, like when I'm driving down the road, where I'm like, no.
Right.
So it's tricky because you want to compartmentalize parts of your life and Jesus in parts of your life rather than just letting him take the whole container. Like, right. I'll give you this much of a container.
Sure.
Not the whole thing.
Sure.
You get a piece.
And so imagine when the day comes, okay, this is not it's not hellfire and brimstone. I mean, this is not salvation by guilt. I don't ever want to do that. I want you to make the choices. But just think, there is a day going to come when Jesus comes back. There is a day that's going to come when the great day of judgment comes, and either you're going to get judged or you're going to be sitting on the mezzanine with God and Christ, right? Not having to worry about that. And so when you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you have this covering. But if you're not, just think. I mean, this is, I know it seems a little silly to do this, but if not, then you're just out there on your own. You're just by yourself when that day comes. You're just by yourself when trouble in your marriage comes. You're just by yourself. Let's forget about Judgment Day. Let's forget about the end of the world and the end times. Let's talk about your relationships. You're just by yourself. Who wants to be by ourselves? We do so many things not to be alone and not to be by ourselves. And I hear all the time, especially when I'm doing funerals and we're talking about conversations around the family and about comforting each other and caring for each other. And a lot of times people would say, I just don't know how people get through this without Jesus. I don't know what they do when they're all super alone, right? And so it's not, you don't want to be yourself. Would you kick yourself back over here? Thanks. All right. We'll talk about self-esteem later, but that's all right. And so we want to have this covering, right? We want to be in Christ, and we want Christ to be in us. But it really even goes beyond that. Think about right now, this is where it gets good. This is where you got to start thinking differently. And it's a hard concept. It's hard to understand. So where is Christ in relation to you right now? Right, all around. Right here. Also, where is Christ, though, in relation to God right now?
With him.
Yeah, he's with him. He's with him. Somebody, please read Ephesians 2:6. And somebody get ready to go back to Colossians 3. So keep Colossians marked. But one of y'all read Ephesians 2:6 first. Okay, so Christ is around us. Christ is in us. We are with Christ. Secondly, Christ is in heaven with God, okay? And so just think right now after you hear this, this is where we have to start thinking differently.
And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
See, we're here and God is here with us. Jesus and God are also in heaven. And it says that if we're in him and he's in us, we are surrounded, then you already right now are seated by the power of the Holy Spirit, mind blown thought. You're already in, you already have this connection to heaven that nobody else has that's not in Christ, that's not in God. And so when we think about doing things on our own, when you think about, I can't pray for that person, or I can't really talk to them about Jesus, or I can't really explain my life to them. No, you can, because you have a supernatural connection that you have to start thinking about. You have to start thinking differently about. It's just like when you're when you're trying to do something at your house or on your car, and you're working really hard and it's just not going well, and then you just find the right tool and it really just makes all the difference in the world. Everything that we do in life really isn't that you don't have the ability or the knowledge to do it. It just, most usually it boils down to somebody else has the right tool and we don't, right? We had a plumbing problem a couple of months ago and there was a hole in our wall. I can drywall patch, I can put up a wall, I can do all that thing, all those things. I don't have the tool to shoot the acoustic, to shoot the mud back onto the wall, right? And because I don't have the tool, I am not good at it. But see, in Christ, I had to go hire somebody to do that. But in Christ, I don't have to hire anybody to do anything. And y'all don't either. Cade doesn't either. Cade has gifts and abilities that I don't have. But he's got to know where he's at and that he's seated in heaven in Christ with God right next to him. That ought to change everything. That ought to change absolutely everything. Okay, read Colossians 3, 1 through 2.
See, you can even share your Bible at Bible study.
That's right.
To have your own.
That's right. Jessica, you got it? Who's got it?
You said 3, 1 through 3?
3, verse 1 and 2.
So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
So it really is just changing our mindset. Okay, now read verse 3, because this is where it even gets better.
For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Okay, so we're in Christ. Christ is in us. And why does this matter right here? Why does that scripture that in Christ we are hidden in God? Why does that matter to y'all? And I'm just going to tell y'all, this is the way it goes at home group Bible studies as well. You got to pull it out of them. Why does it matter?
I think I'm tripping on the, we're not from God, we're hidden in God. So it's like, it's, I don't remember the specific verse. It's in Psalms. He covers you like the wing. So you're like hidden, or like little octopuses when they're, I don't know how to say that plural. Anyway, and they blend in so that they can't be seen by predators and they're safe in that space. So it's like God has this like overarching hemmed
protection.
In.
Oh, so that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I was going to say just the full armor of God.
Sure.
Nothing can penetrate.
So, I mean, and the scripture's there. We don't have to read it right now. Just think, this is where it matters today. This is where it matters in your life right now. The scripture where is, if we are hidden in God, I mean, if God is for us, then who can be against us? Right? Who wants to go up against that, you know, in life? And this is where, I mean, Joe said it right, Ashley said it right. See, this is how the Holy Spirit works. They didn't know this was coming. I would have not have orchestrated an octopus illustration for Sunday morning. That just is not going to come into my mind. But thank you very much for the weird, very applicable illustration.
Story of my life.
Yeah. And so, yes, I mean, this is the purpose. And so in our life in Christ, and Christ in us, and us hidden in God, this is how we live our lives together. And this is how you help your friends, your family, your marriage, your children, is you pull everybody else into this with you. Is you bring them along. You explain this to them and say, this can be you too. This can be you in Christ and Christ in you and us in God, seated in the heavenly places while we get to live here on earth. And so I'm going to run through these last ones quickly. That's fill in the blank. If you have a pen, great. If you don't, I'll email it to you. We'll put it in the text. Truths about being in Christ right here. First of all, because we're in Christ and Christ is in us and we're hidden in God, you are an heir of God. You get all the full rights. You get all the full power of God himself. You're a co-heir with Christ. Okay? Cade, how old are you now?
13.
A teen, right? He's got the full power of God inside of him. He doesn't know all the tools he has yet. He hasn't recognized all those. But guess what? If I were guessing, neither has Derek, right? Neither has Morgan. Neither has Jeremy. Neither has Ashley or Jessica or Joe. And sometimes neither have I, right? We work through those things. Because the third one is we're also a child of God. And as a child of God, we need help. We need instruction. We need time together. And so how does this affect you today? Well, everything that causes us when we're by ourselves, everything that causes us to stumble, everything that causes us to be scared, anxious, when we're depressed, when we lack self-confidence, you just name it. All of that comes from fear. We have a fear of whatever it is. And so the antidote to fear is not courage. The antidote to fear is faith. To be right here. To carry this image with you all of the time. And when that happens, then we have nothing to fear because it's not just Cade by himself. It's Cade and Christ and God wherever he goes. Right? Y'all have seen it. I should have put it back up. It'd take me forever to find it. But I have a cartoon drawing of a little sheep holding the hand of Jesus as they're walking through lions, tigers, and bears, you know, all that. And this little bitty timid sheep looks up, and he looks at it, all the things that are trying to get him. And all the little sheep says, he goes, "I'm with him." That's what this is. I'm with God. I'm with Jesus. Neither, you know, all those things, neither, we can go back to it, all those things, neither death nor life nor angels or principalities, things present or things to come, nor powers, height, depth, la, 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 all those things, nothing can touch me. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing can take me away from this right here. And when you have this as a foundation, right, I mean, when you have this, you can stand on this. But you got to start thinking this way. All of us have to start thinking this way. When you get up tomorrow, when you go to work, when you go to school, when you're walking into a meeting, when you're breaking up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, when you're having that hard conversation with your spouse, when you're fighting with your children, when your children are fighting with your parents, or whatever it is, that doesn't ever happen. He's a golden child.
Of course he is.
Pure as the driven snow. And this is the way we need to start thinking. All of us. Emily today, I know she's over here somewhere, I can't see her, but Emily today, this is a new reality for Emily in her baptism. It's not that she wasn't already here, it's just like our shirt said, it says made new. It didn't change anything other than it just solidified. It just shows her a new idea. So we're going to close with this. Somebody read Philippians 4:13, and we'll close with that. And if you have a prayer request, we'll take prayer requests.
Matt, you've done a great job. I got to go.
Go. Yeah. See you later, brother.
Thanks for hosting.
You're welcome. So here's the deal. Derek said, "Hey, I got to go at 11:30. He's going to watch a kiddo barrel race." He goes, "Is that okay?" I'm like, "This is life. This is what happens at small groups. People come in late. People need to leave. They need to go do things. But just really, and I'm talking to all of us, not just hosting. I mean, don't just say, well, I can't be there from 6 to 7, so I'm not going. No, I can be there from 6:15 to 7, so I'm going to show up late. Or I got to leave early. It's fine. Can I bring my kids? Sure, ask the host. Ask the teacher. It might be something that it's not about Cade's age. It might be about what we're covering, and maybe Cade doesn't need, maybe mom and dad don't want Cade to hear that yet. Maybe they need to have that conversation first, or whatever it might be. This is life. Philippians 4:13. You got it?
I thought I had it.
Ashley, you got it?
I got it.
Go.
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Right. When you're alone, you can't do squat by yourself. You just really can't. You think you can, you might get away with it a little bit, but only in Christ, right? This strength makes everything better. Look how many layers there are. Look how much power there is right here. And you are right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it. Joe and Jessica are teaching a new small group on Sunday morning, and I know probably, and they may still be, I don't know, but scared to death when I first asked them, but they're not doing it by themselves. They're right in the middle of God and Christ doing it with them and for them. That's how this works. Any prayer requests before we go? Everybody's good?
Nobody falls flat on their face as they walk off the stage.
Yeah, nobody needs to fall. That'd be great. That'd be great. Here's what you also do. Okay, we're going to meet next week, same time, same place, literally. And who wants to bring snacks next week? Because I'm not doing this again, because apparently y'all didn't like it and y'all didn't eat any of it. So I'm going to take it, and that's fine. I mean, you really set that up. You don't have to do everything. Robin and I won't say who it was. It would embarrass them. But I thought it was great. I mean, this is life. They said, "We can't be there tonight, but the front door is unlocked. Y'all just go in and do your thing and lock the door when you leave," okay? Which was great. And so we got there and we start setting up. We were going to have sandwiches, by the way. They said there's bread and everything and all the stuff's there. We got in there and we opened the pantry and we found the bread. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was penicillin-ridden like you have never seen before in your life. I mean, it was nasty green, wasn't it? I mean, like, oh, we can't do this. We got to figure something else out. That's just life. And it's okay. It's okay. And so here's what I want to do for us. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up. I just want to pray for us. I know that this was really scary for some of them. This was nothing for a few of them. Would y'all just give them a hand for sitting up here and suffering? All right, Cade, you got to get out of Dallas's chair. Actually, I'd like to see you wrestle for it.
Get him.
All right, Lord God, thank you. Lord, thank you that we get to have a family. And Lord, that we get to be a family of faith. And Lord, and through your grace, there is no condemnation in those of us that are in Christ Jesus. Church, if maybe you're saying for the first time in your life, you're just realizing that you don't know what that is, I pray that you would reach out to God and that you would come see me or Dallas or Ashley or anyone else in the church to talk about it, to really understand and realize who you are in the kingdom of God, that you are an heir of God, you are a co-heir with Christ, you are a child of the one true King, that you are in him and he is in you and you are hidden in God. That you are his beloved, forgiven and free. Lord, I pray that we would live it each and every day. In the name of Christ, all the people said, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, go from here today asking yourself two questions. Am I in Christ? And then your second question is, God, what do you want to do with me? Do you want me to lead a small group? Do you want me to open up my home for a small group? Do you want me to just be a part of whatever you are doing? Lord, show me. And we just make our prayer in the name of Christ. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.